sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
So what are you going to do now that you can see? What are you going to do now that you know? See, each of these texts in the Gospel of John this Lent have been, in their own way, about Jesus bringing us into the light. Nicodemus was given this knowledge by night a few weeks ago so that he would see differently. And I hope you know, this, we're not talking about literal sight here. The woman at the well last week was in the light of day, but didn't understand at first who was right in front of her. Then she did. She brings her whole community. Today, Jesus heals the man born blind. This is the part that we will all read together here at Bethlehem. We will read the part of the man born blind. Next week, Jesus next levels it to raising even the dead man, Lazarus. See, we don't have to earn the grace. Think woman at the well. We don't have to earn the healing. Think blind man today. We don't have to earn the knowledge. Think Nicodemus. We don't have to earn the new life. Think Lazarus next week. We don't have to earn it from Jesus. Dr. Caroline Lewis has a new book out claiming that all of these texts in the Gospel of John are really about belonging. You don't have to earn belonging from Jesus. It's given freely. Christ gives it to us freely. Knowledge, grace, healing, new life. That's Lent. But what are we going to do with it? What are you going to do now that you can see? You can't unsee. You can't crawl back into the darkness. You can't become blind to something again. You know that term, you can't unsee things? I think it comes from a movie. And it usually is in reference to something ghastly or something so strange or even upsetting or traumatizing. You can't unsee it. I want to invite us this week to imagine the thing that we can't unsee as a good thing. God's grace and mercy, relentless love and healing and salvation. You can't unsee. You can't crawl back and not see that once you've seen it. I wanted the assembly to read the part of the blind man. It's often fitting that everyone just tries to learn from the blind man when we come up on this text. And instead we read as an assembly the part of the Pharisees where they say, surely we're not blind, are we? And we all go, oh yes, we're the Pharisees, yes, yes. We get full of ourselves and think we're doing fine, and of course we're not. Well, that's one angle. But I want to emphasize the blind man is us. We are him. You are the once blind. That's how John's listeners would have understood it too. You are the ones that Christ heals, touches with mud and spit, sends to the pool of scent. You are the one who Jesus talks to at night and in the day. You are the one God showers grace down upon and receives unbinding new life. That's you. You are the one whose eyes are open today. I'm talking about the eyes of your heart. That's at the heart of this passage. His eyes are opened, and now he can't unsee. That's you. I think the rest of this episode is everyone trying to make this man unsee again. The Pharisees want to discredit the event, call Jesus a sinner. Even the once blind man's parents almost throw him under the bus. Did you notice that? Go ask him, they say. They come at the parents, and the parents say, oh, I don't know, go ask him. He's the one whose eyes were opened. And they're doing that out of fear of losing their temple community status. All of this, it's like the community's trying to put them back in to the cave of unseeing, unknowing, unreceiving. You can't crawl back into that cave once you've had Jesus' muddy hands on your eyes. We are the ones who once were lost, but now are found, was blind, but now can see. We are the receptors of amazing grace, friends in Christ. What does that mean? What do we do now that we can see, now that the eyes of our heart have been opened by Jesus? Like the woman at the well, we get to know that Jesus is He, the One, the Messiah that changes everything. We're not waiting for another. Christ is right in front of us. That's part of what that means. This Christ is right here. We're not waiting anymore. Even the Sundays in Lent are little Easters. It changes everything. It changes how we see ourselves. Not as Pharisees. Not reading that part. Not as the once blind but now in Christ, but now the once blind but now in Christ. Not as unforgivable. Not as hypocritical, dirty, rotten people. Sounds like hyperbole, but how many of us have that kind of self-talk going on in our heads about how fallen we are, how we are just coming up short all over the place, how we just aren't enough? We don't have to read the Pharisee part today. We pretty much have that memorized. How we've lied and cheated and puffed ourselves up, sometimes at the expense of others. How we've not followed through in our commitments. How we've hurt one another and hurt ourselves. The list can go on. We've got it memorized. But friends, I don't know that we have the blind man's part memorized. Today, Christ has touched our eyes and therefore opened our hearts to a new perspective. And that changes how we see ourselves, how we accept ourselves for a change with compassion and grace. How might you be more compassionate with yourself this Lent? That's what Christ's mud in your eyes does. It's part of it. Part of the how everything changes. It also changes how we see the world. How we wait and work for justice and peace, how we view suffering, how we hold others. It changes how we view sin and death, that sin and death have lost their ultimate power over us because of Christ. That's what we now see. You once were not able to see, understand, receive God's grace and welcome. Yes, but Christ has called us out today, friends, into a new light of truth. How will you live into that light this week, this season, and for the remainder of your days on this earth? Even if others don't come along with you, even if today's Pharisees continue to mock or shoot poison darts with their words, even if own family members throw you under the bus in fear of losing what they have or their status, following the one who breaks us out of old ways of seeing or not seeing, who breaks us out of brokenness, who breaks us out of death, following that one comes with risk and challenge, to be sure. Nothing here promises us smooth sailing. But following the one who breaks us out does promise an even deeper joy as we are made one with Christ. That certain oneness is yours this day, friends. Now we get to revel in it, dance in God's endless grace, wash in the pool of scent. This is life abundant. Thanks be to God. Amen.
On behalf of all of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. goodbye for now. And remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.
Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.